Listening Library presents Cut by Patricia McCormick. Read for you by Clea Lewis. 1. You say it's up to me to do the talking. You lean forward, place a box of tissues in front of me, and your black leather chair groans like a living thing. Like the cow it used to be before somebody killed it and turned it into a chair in a shrink's office in a loony bin. Your stocking legs make a shushing sound as you cross them. Can you remember how it started? You say. I remember exactly. It was at the last cross-country meet, right around the 4-mile mark. Everybody had passed me, just like the week before and the week before that. Everybody, except a girl from the other team. We were the only ones left in the last stretch of the course, the part that winds through the woods and comes out behind the school. Our shadows passed along the ground slantwise. Slowly they merged, then her shadow passed mine. The soles of her sneakers swam up and down in front of me, first one, then the other, a grid of ridges that spelled out the upside-down name of the shoe company. My steps fell in time with hers. My feet went where her feet had just been. She leaned in around a corner, I leaned in around a corner. She breathed, I breathed. Then she was gone. I couldn't even picture her anymore. But what scared me, really scared me, was that I couldn't remember the moment when I'd stopped seeing her. And I knew then that if I couldn't see her, no one could see me. Sounds from the track meet floated by, a whistle trilling, muffled applause.